Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Good afternoon to you for those who are listening. And thank you so much for joining us on today's Praise Party show. Guys, you are in for a treat. I don't know why my lines are blowing at this moment, but hopefully it's for a good cause. Listen, you can be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We want to connect with you. We want to know what's going on within the community. And so please keep us connected by logging on to our website. And if you have an announcement to make, you can send all announcements to KHBN Community Calendar at yahoo.com. All right? Now listen, in the studio, because at the 5 o'clock hour, we have a new segment that we're bringing to Heaven 97, and it's called First Ladies Conversation. And that's at 5 o'clock, and we have two dynamic, phenomenal women who are going to be in the studio talking about First Ladies Conversation. And the woman behind the scene who's writing it, she is so quiet but yet so powerful. I've known her for quite some time now, and I just love her spirit because she's so genuine and humble, and yet she will bite if she need to, with boldness, with the love of God. So I love her. First Lady Tanisha Dean, she's in the studio with us because I went to her and I said, you know what, I want to bring something different in the year of 2019. And I want to so many times our pastor, we're always there in the front. They are always talking. Pastors, we love you. I know earlier we heard somebody talking about black Israelites and about shutting the pastors down, doing a background check, get your tax statement, have them write you an invoice when you give offering. I don't know what's going on, but pastors, I love you. Okay? I love you, pastors. And you keep doing what you're doing and staying rooted, and we're covering you in prayer. But nevertheless, I asked First Lady Dean, I said, listen, I want to do a conversation with our First Ladies because so many times we are on the end, we're behind the scenes, and no one really knows what goes on because really, First Ladies, they carry the most burdens. Now, First Lady Dean, correct me if I'm wrong because I'm new with this. And so she is the writer behind First Ladies Conversations. And the writer, you've probably seen her in the community. She's done several plays, Strangers on the Pew. She's done When Silent Speaks, and she's done many more, and she's coming up with some new plays that are coming out. Listen, y'all know Tyler Perry's getting ready to retire with his plays, and our women are coming up. They are coming forth. So we are excited to have her in the studio as we're talking a little bit about First Ladies Conversation that'll be talking about within the 5 o'clock area. 5 o'clock hour. And so, Lady Dean, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
So, First Lady Dean, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know I shared a lot already, but just your church home and just a little bit about yourself that listeners might not know about First Lady Dean, because you have a life of your own besides being a First Lady.
My word. So, yes. I am First Lady Tanisha Dean. I've been married for 17 years to the wonderful Pastor Jeremy Dean Sr. Of Christ Central Church. We're located in Dallas, Texas. We worship Sundays at 11 a.m., so please come and worship with us. Not only am I a wife of 17 years, but we have three amazing children. They range in age from 8 to 5 to 2. So we have little ones that are definitely keeping us busy. So like you said, on top of that, I'm a playwright. And I also write for a new talk show that just came out called The Intro.
Intro,
yeah, yes. So we're really excited about that venture. And now I'm writing for your segment on this radio station. So I'm really excited about what God is doing. And you guys, First Lady Conversation is
What was your first thought when I said, Lady Dean, I would like you to be a part of this. Yes. And I said, First Ladies Conversation. What was your first thought?
Firstly, I was humbled and thankful, and then I was super excited just for the opportunity. I think that First Ladies have a lot to say, and I think this is a great platform to give them a voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just say I was super excited, and I think it's amazing your vision and what you have in store, and the fact that just became
a first lady.
And so everybody, you know, all the guests that you have get to sow into you so that you can be the best first lady that you can be.
I'm
so
doubling myself
excited.
Accordingly.
Absolutely.
Now, First Lady Dean, how long have you been a first lady?
Almost 14 years.
14 years.
Yeah.
Now, do you speak?
Not really, no.
So you are you a traditional first lady?
I've had a couple of speaking engagements, but it's not. I don't think that's my strength. But I am traditional, sure. Some people would say I'm not. I don't wear hats.
No, you don't. And you look fabulous in your outfit.
Thank you. The best advice someone gave me when I became a first lady, and it was to be myself. To be myself. That's the advice I give every first lady that I meet, because you can't do a good job trying to be somebody else.
That's right.
So that's what I try to do, is be myself.
Awesome. And that's the way to be, because when you try to act like somebody else, you got to keep doing it.
Oh, gosh. That's exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Lady Dean, First Lady Tanisha Dean of the Christ Central Church, where the pastor is Pastor Dean, her husband of 17 years. And what I can honestly say, I see genuine love even between each other, because he supports her she supports him. You know, I've been in one of your plays, your productions. He's always there. He's all, baby, what you need? Baby, I'm like, yes, God. And I see that with my husband. You know, I'm in plays, and he's always there. He want to come to the rehearsal. I was like, baby, you just stay at home. And I don't want to be underneath you. Can't you just stay? I'll be mad. Oh, my gosh. So he's very supportive, and I thank God for that, because so many times you have so many, when you come in your relationship, sometimes one is not supportive than the other.
Yeah.
It's just one-sided.
And
so many times, even, correct me if I'm wrong, first ladies tend to lose themselves in their husband when they become in the men. Am I wrong? Have you seen that?
No, you're so right. It's really easy to do that.
Lose ourselves.
It becomes, the ministry becomes your life.
Yeah.
And so it's so easy to just be in ministry all the time and be there supporting your husband, doing this for your husband, for the pastor as well. And so it's really easy to do that. So I'm very blessed to have a husband and a pastor that supports me trying to follow my dreams. Absolutely.
Awesome. Now, Lady Dean, before I let you go, I want to ask you a quick question. What kind of projects you have coming up? Because I know you have something up your sleeve.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so we're working on the intro, guys. It's biweekly. Every Thursday. We just had a show yesterday, and so the next show is in 2 weeks. You can find it on The Intro Dallas on Facebook. Then we have First Lady Conversations.
Yes.
It's going to be every first Saturdays. So you definitely want to catch that. I am writing for a new gospel stage play that'll be coming out later on in the fall. So, you know, keep your ears and eyes open for that. On Facebook, you can find me, Divinity Productions, as well as Tanisha Dean. Also, Christ Central Church. You'll find information about the plays there as well.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, when you coming out with this book that you playing with,
what book?
You got a book in your spirit. It's in your bosom. A book. You don't have a book coming out?
Are you prophesying?
I am.
Right now?
I am. You have a book. You got a book coming out. Has God not?
I do have this. I'm going to get you. Catching me off guard.
It's in my bosom. You got a book in you. You need to release it.
But it's so off from what. The book is about relationships, really.
Okay. We need it.
What I love to hear is how people met and how they meet. I love it. And so I want to write a book with different couples
even turn into a series
that are sharing the stories of how they met.
All right, y'all don't steal that, because this is being recorded.
Don't steal it. Please don't steal it. That means I got to start writing it.
You got to write it and stop playing.
Thanks a lot, First Lady Jacobs.
Yeah, because it's coming. It's in you. I was like, why is she playing? I see author all over you. I know you stage writing and play all that, but I see a book coming forth. So we hope that's going to come forth in 2019. We're going to go into a break, and we'll get back with some more great gospel music. Don't go anywhere. We're giving you the best in gospel music.
Fort Worth Mitsubishi Grand Opening is blowing out the savings. 96 down, 96 payments. Plus, credit officials will be on site for immediate approval.
Money, radio, gospel music, there he is,
Ava 97 KHBN Fort Worth, Dallas. Daria with you right here on the Praise Party, where ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. In the studio, I have First Lady Tanisha Dean of the Christ Central Church here in the DFW area, under the leadership of Pastor Dean. Great man of God. He can preach you until you want to get saved and turn around and get saved again. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you so much, Lady Dean, for being with us within the 4 o'clock hour. As we're talking about the new segment that is going forth within the 5 o'clock hour, First Lady's Conversation, and she is our writer behind the scenes. As you know, we mentioned earlier, she is a stage playwriter. She has done many things within the community and so much more within 2019, and we're just so excited what God is doing in her life. Now, one thing she did point out to me, she's one of the traditional first ladies, because she says she ain't started preaching yet or speaking, but it's in hung to do it. Okay, maybe not yet. But nevertheless, we're so happy, as the Baptist people would say, I'm hippopotamus happy, that she is joining us in the studio. First Lady Dean, what would you expect the show to be about today within the 5 o'clock hour for our listeners?
Sure. Today, the show is going to be about how we as First Ladies separate our husbands from our pastors.
Okay.
Or how we can switch it on and off when we need it.
Switch it on and off. And how can we separate pastors from our husband? Now, this is really good, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Really good. So tune in. If you have your pastor, if you're First Lady, be sure. And you can call in 972-996-3970 within the 5 o'clock hour to even give some encouraging words. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you're new in the ministry. Maybe you've been in the ministry for quite some time. You're a seasoned, and you would like to share some words of wisdom, we will open up the phone lines for you to do so, okay? Lady Tanisha Dean is our writer behind First Lady's Conversation. I'm so happy that she chose to come on to do this project with me, and just to even bring it here as a segment to Heaven 97. So we're so excited. We have First Lady Melissa West, who will be joining us, and First Lady Crystal Tobert, who will be joining us as well within the 5 o'clock hour. So don't go anywhere. Turn that radio up. If you're getting out the car, you can log on to your mobile phone. You can tune in to your computer. So tell a friend, share it on Facebook. Let them know that First Lady Conversation at 5 o'clock, it's about to be lit. Have a 97 KHVN. Syria with you right here. Promises. And how many know that God will keep his promises? My thing is, are you keeping your promises to him? Are you praying? Are you fasting? Are you giving yourself time to give your time to God? Are you encouraging someone else? What is your purpose? Are you about kingdom minded? Are you encouraging someone? Hey, let me introduce you to a person who can change your whole life. What are you doing? Have you done that today? It's not too late. It's only 4:49, so you can still do so. All right, get ready at the 5 o'clock hour. We have First Lady Conversation that's coming up. You don't want to miss it. And Lady Dean is still in the studio. Lady Dean, real quick, tell the listeners, what can they expect? Because some people are thinking, oh my goodness, this is just going to be a show by the First Lady talking about their role and talking about what they're doing and what kind of position they have as a First Lady. And they're tell the listeners just a little bit about what First Lady's Conversation will be about moving forward.
Awesome. Yes, First Lady's Conversations will not just be about our roles in the church and things like that. We are going to have a voice and talk about everything. We're going to talk about current events, what's going on in the world, what we think about what's going on in the world. We're going to talk about what's going on in the church, what we think about what's going on in the church. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about marriages. We're going to talk about pop culture. We're going to talk about everything.
Yes.
Nothing is off limits.
Yes.
But I believe that First Ladies, this gives us the platform to be able to speak on these things.
Yes.
And to maybe let you know a little bit more about your First Lady.
Amen.
That she is a person and that she's human and she
human.
Has feelings and emotions and things like that. So, yeah, we just want you to get inside the mind of a First Lady.
That's good. Thank you so much.
Everybody sing.
I don't want to love nobody but you. I don't want to love nobody but you.
You.
I don't want to love nobody but you.
You're the Savior.
I don't
want to
love nobody but you. I don't want to love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't want to love nobody but you.
Going through is not the end of you, it's the beginning now. You are in his hands, be still and trust his plan, he'll make a way somehow. But while you go
into the free body, nobody like a holy body,
waiting on you
down from
music,
there he is,
pastor.
You're listening to the free body, nobody like a holy.
Have a 97 KHV in Fort Worth, Dallas. Daria Jacobs is with you right here in the studio, right here on the Praise Party. There ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Listen, we've been talking about it the last hour, about First Lady's Conversation, and I am so, as the Baptist preachers would say, I'm hippopotamus happy to be here today to talk about First Lady's Conversation. As we mentioned within the last hour with First Lady Dean, who is a writer behind the scenes of First Lady Conversation, Tanisha Dean, we're just not talking about First Ladies, their troubles and what they go through, but we're talking about from empowerment, uplifting, encouraging, how we have feelings, okay? So we're excited that we have two phenomenal women in the studio today, and just so excited. You're in for a treat. We're starting the segment off today that's going to just bless your life. And First Lady Conversation is something you want to tune in every first Saturday of the month. Every first Saturday of the month. And this will be a platform to give the voice to our pastor's wife. And believe it or not, we have plenty to say. Right, ladies?
Yes.
Plenty to say. Yes, I said we. of course, on December the 29th of 2018, I was blessed with the privilege of being a first lady after marrying Bishop Jacobs. And I am so excited to be on this new journey, and not only as a wife, but as a first lady. And you know better, as you know, it's better to sow into me than some of these amazing women who are going to be sowing in me today. And those who are listening right now, if you're just coming into the ministry and so many young people and are coming in and being first lady and don't really know how to carry themselves. Should I still wear pantyhose? Can I still wear my open toe? So this is going to be in for a treat. So today we have two amazing wives to the show. And we have the elegant first lady, Melissa West, from Beermont.
Berean Bible Fellowship.
Bible Fellowship. But did I say the first one right? Because I'm bad. Okay.
It's Berean.
Berean Bible Fellowship Church and the exquisite First Lady Crystal Tobert of Restore Purpose Ministries. And thank you so much, ladies, for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Y'all should see them. It's so beautiful. So just a little bit before we dive into the show, just please tell us a little bit about yourselves and how long you've been a First Lady. And do you have any children? And just something special that a lot of people don't know you enjoy doing as a First Lady. And I'll start with you, First Lady West.
Okay. Well, thank you, Daria, for having me on the show. And Tanisha, thank you. I love you very much. And to First Lady Crystal, this beautiful First Lady, I'm honored to be here with her. I am Melissa West. I have been married to my husband, Kenneth, to be 31 years in May. We married very young, 21, 22 years old.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you, Jesus. We have weathered every storm, and God is still blessing our marriage. We have two adult children, Kenneth Jr. and Muriel Danielle, and God is adding to my family. We'll be a mother-in-law November 17th.
Congratulations.
And so I am happy about that. We've been in ministry for 10 years. I believe it was the third Sunday in January of 2009 that we had our first service. God has blessed, and we are still thriving. It's not about how many. Mm-hmm. It is about how deep we are going in ministry.
Good.
And so we are thankful to God for what he's doing. And one of the things I think that people don't know is that I just like to sit at home and read and write. And I love that. That is a part of who I am when I am not busy doing ministry, because you're doing ministry all the time. No matter if you're in home, that's where our first ministry takes place,
right.
Or if you're outside of the home. But when I'm just able to just sit and seclude myself, then I like to read. I just like to just shut down and just read and write and listen to the voice of God.
Awesome. That's amazing. First Lady Tobert.
I just want to tell you, Lady Daria, thank you again for this opportunity. I am so honored to be on the show with Lady Melissa, and Tanisha, it's a pleasure to meet you as well. I am Crystal Tobert, and I am the First Lady of Restore for Purpose with Pastor Kenneth Tobert. And it's so funny because we have the same, our husbands have the same name.
But yes.
I am grateful to just, when I think about being a First Lady, I think about just with ministry, I want to be able to be an example on a platform, whether it's small or big, to help women behold.
Amen.
See, youth example of what a First Lady was designed to be a midwife, to cultivate what God has given as being a woman. And I am grateful for that. I'm grateful to serve with my husband. We've actually had our church for 4 years. Next month, we started out in our home with Bible study. We got married almost 6 years ago, and a week later, we started Bible study, and then 2 years later, we started the church.
Amen.
So it's been almost 6 years, and I'm honored for that. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be his rib. And when I say that, his rib, what God has allowed me to learn with him, and that's to really love him when he gets done ministry. So, and we have three kids. We have a 17-year-old, 11-year-old, and our baby just turned 5 last week. But one thing that I think people don't know about me is that I love to laugh. I am a funny. I like to make people laugh. I like to live. That's one thing Lady Melissa said that was really that. I like to read too, but I think something that people don't realize is that we are people when we're not the First Lady, when we're not the minister, the prophet, or whatever. And so I like to be with my girlfriends. I like to laugh. I like to have fun and giggle. and just be a normal person.
Right.
The other thing that I do enjoy, I love spending time with my husband.
Amen.
I actually like him, not in the public.
Amen.
I like him when nobody in private.
Amen.
So that's something we don't get to do a lot, so mm-hmm. I really enjoy just having fun with him and laughing and spending time with our kids.
Beautiful. Amen.
That's
amen.
Beautiful. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into the topic right now. Now, my question is, how do you separate, how do I separate, shall I say, my pastor from my husband? Now, let me help y'all out a little bit when I say that. After Sunday morning worship, how do you get your husband back? You know, how do you turn that switch on for ministry? And just as a simple, like, babe, when's our next vacation? Or when are the kids going to have, what are they going to be doing, going on? How do you switch that back on? Because, you know, he's been preaching. He's been ministering.
Mm-hmm.
He's being the pastor. How do you switch that off, baby? I need you to be my husband right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lady Tober, go ahead.
What's so funny when you said that, I think it's easy for them to switch back. Well, for my husband, he switches back to Kenneth immediately because that was one thing that we didn't know at first. We didn't know how to just be Kenneth and Crystal anymore because we were so focused on ministry. And he said, I need Crystal. I don't want First Lady. I just want, because I was so consumed with trying to make sure that he was all right, that he was covered and things like that. And so it's funny. So it's just the opposite. It's me. I make a conscious note. Okay, my husband's here. I got to make sure he eats. I got to make sure that he's ready to just be Kenneth again and make sure that I'm catering to the man of him and not and minister to him, because that's something you're going to learn too. They really like for their wives to minister to them after they have ministered to the people. So whatever way that you need to minister to them, because the anointing is so strong on them, but they're so weak. If they're feeding them, if they're, whatever it is, you need to nourish the man, because I hear you, God, they are giving out so much to the people. Mm. They are empty. So as us being their ribs, we got to fill them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they have a covering or whatever, we're still, I would tell my husband, I'll always be his loudest cheerleader. And so whatever it is, I'm ready and I'm available for it.
Absolutely.
Lady West.
Absolutely. I think it's something that has to be acquired, because when we started our ministry 10 years ago, my husband is a devoted man of God. And I'm not just saying that because he's my husband. I'm saying that because this is the man I see when the doors are closed. I know how dedicated and how devoted he is to God and to God's people. So when the church started 10 years ago, he was very devoted in getting it off the ground. So we had to learn, as Lady Crystal said, how to be a couple again, because we had started moving away from that. And then God started convicting my heart and telling me, these are things that you need to do as his wife. You have to be his comforter. You have to be his nurturer. You have to be his protector, because when he comes from away from the people and the church, he's coming back home to you. What is he coming back home to? So I had to make sure that those doors were open to nurture him and to make sure that he was protected and to listen. Sometimes it just needs you to listen. You don't need to say a word. Just sit at his feet. And you, as you said, Lady Crystal, be his biggest cheerleader, because he's going to get beaten down.
Yeah.
That's just, ministry is joy and misery. If you can believe that, at the same time, it is. So we have to make sure that they know that we are by their side at all times. When they're sitting, when you're sitting, wherever you're sitting in church, you are focusing on him. Let him, his eyes focus on you. So because sometimes he can look out and see a face that may not be so receptive to what he's saying. He needs to be able to look at you and say, my wife is receptive.
Mm.
And so we had to learn how, again, to be a husband and wife at a different level.
Mm.
We were husband and wife before we got married, but then when God called him into pastorship, then we had to learn again that we're still husband and wife.
Yes.
But now we have to learn how to be this within the perimeters of being a pastor and first lady.
That's good.
So spend time together. Yes. Take those staycations together.
Mm-hmm.
Take those vacations together. And learn to date when you're on those vacations. You know, when we started the church, we took our first vacation in 2016. That's much too long, especially starting a church almost 8 years prior to that. But do you know that was the best thing that we could have done? We went just somewhere locally here to get away from everybody, and God allowed us to date again. He was my boyfriend. He wasn't my pastor. I was his girlfriend. I wasn't his first lady. And when we came back, we were so refreshed and we were charged. And, you know, that's when God put purpose back in us again and said, okay, now I can take you to the next level because you have reconnected again as husband and wife.
That's good. Thank you, ladies. First Lady Crystal Tolbert, First Lady Melissa West, in the studio as we're talking about First Lady Conversation. Listen, we can also open up the phone lines, 972-996-3970. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you are a pastor. Maybe you're a First Lady. Maybe you are looking to marry a pastor. I'm just playing. Don't do that. Maybe you have some, you need some encouraging words, and these First Ladies can pour into you as we're talking about First Lady Conversation. Maybe you're married and you just need some encouraging words and just, we need to go on a date, husband. Do you not hear this
Absolutely.
Right now? Because this is some good information, all right? We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more Greg Alston music right here on Heaven 97 KHBN.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil?
You have to be anchored in the Lord. Heaven 97 KHBN, Fort Worth, Dallas, Syria, with you right here on the Praise Party. And within this hour, it is First Lady Conversation every Saturday, first Saturday of the month. We chose to do it this Saturday, but moving forward, it will be every first Saturday of the month. And behind the scene, we have First Lady Tanisha Dean, who is the writer of this segment. We just thank God for her being with us. She is over there at Christ Central Church. But in the studio, we have two phenomenal First Ladies. And in the beginning, we had an introduction of separating your husband from being my pastor, from being my husband. How can I separate that? How can you, okay, husband, you did a great job today. You did so good. Oh, my goodness. Your husband, yes, you did. Hallelujah. How can I be? You know, have you ever had them arguments where you so had an argument right before your husband preached, and then he got up there and preached the hell out of you, and he was like, you know, I can't even stay mad
Come
at
on.
You. I can't be mad at you.
No, absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So in the studio, we have First Lady Melissa West, and we have First Lady Crystal Tolbert, and we were talking briefly, and so we're just, y'all, it is amazing how we're just talking behind the scenes of for just being the role of a First Lady and how to cover your husband, how to cover just not even just if your husband's not a pastor, if you are married and you're listening, how to cover him in prayer, because when he is who's working, he's the head of your household, you have to cover him. You have to cover him with prayer. So before we went off, we were talking a little bit about that. But First Lady Crystal, I want to ask you this. I'm pretty sure you have kids because I've done my research, and I'm pretty sure having kids in the home affects the time you have with your husband. You know, you give yourself in ministry, you give yourself at the church. How do you maneuver with that, you know, giving yourself? How does that affect your time with your husband?
That's so funny you said that because we have our five-year-old. He still stays in the room with us. We have tried to get him out, you know, and he go in his room, and it really does affect you. It really does because you already have just a small amount of time to be with your spouse, and it's like trying to be able to get him to in his room so that you can just have mommy and daddy grilled cheese, because that's what we call it, grilled cheese time, because you got to have names when you have children. So, you know, and grilled cheese is not just the intimate part of the, you know, grilled cheese part, but just having time to watch TV or spend time together. So at times it can get frustrating because we're built a little bit different than our husbands. You know, we kind of are designed for that, you know, and making sure that I want to make sure that my husband, yes, we have a child, we have children, but the oldest two, you know, they're in their own little world now. So I spend time with them, and it's easy to adapt. But when you have a little one in the house, trying to make sure you don't lose the relationship with your husband in the process of that relationship with your child, because when they're little, those are the times that you really want them to know that I'm mommy. That was something when I went back to work, I stayed with at home with my son until he was almost 2 years old, excuse me, and I missed him. I was ready to get back to work because I never want my children just to see me as a first lady, as a wife. I wanted them to see me as a woman that could do things too, that they can look up to. So, but it was still hard. And so when I when I left him, that was hard for me. I missed him because we had a bond.
Yeah.
But I also know that it matured him. So at least, you know, we find times. You got to make time. Like now,
yes.
We'll be like, okay, we'll go to sleep and then we'll have grilled cheese at 2 in the morning. You have to learn. You know, you're tired, you work. You have to find ways, and at the end of the day, I always say this, until they're about 10 years old, you're not going to get a lot of sleep. Mm. You just don't. It don't matter, because there is something that they might need, and then you're self-consciously thinking about, okay, this is what I need to do for the next day.
Yeah.
And so with our spouses, we have learned, we've gotten strategies, okay, this is what we're going to have to do. Okay, I need a nap. I'm tired. I've been at work all day long, and I didn't get, you know, I'm coming home. I got to be with the kids, because what we said, and this is the thing, when it comes to children being PK,
mm-hmm.
I've seen too many. We were not going to allow our kids, and I have prayed this, and I say this sincerely on this air. I say, God, I can't help everybody else's child and my children go to hell.
Come
all
on, girl.
That's here to me, and it makes me cry, because we are helping everybody else's child.
And we
and
don't
our
help
children
our
are blowing their brains out.
Yes.
And we are in ministry.
Yes.
And so he needs to know I'm mommy.
Yes.
You know, he needs to know when demons, they need to know, because my children, two of them are prophetic. And they need to know that I am here, that I'm not out there more for those other kids
come
and ministering
on,
to those children.
That's
and
right.
My children not. They got to know that I'm mommy.
That's right.
That's good.
Because
that's
I've
right.
watched too many people. They let their kids. Their kids don't even go to church anymore. You have adults that are still battling things as children, because I have a friend. They never really had a life because they were a PK. And they they're resenting their calling as an adult, almost 40 years old, because of what happened as being a PK. So my children, they will have no excuse.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to minister to the world, but I'm going to minister to my children and my husband.
That's it. Amen.
My God. Now, First Lady West, because this was good. That was really good. I actually just talked about that. Let me stay on the focus right here. First Lady West, since you no longer have children, your children are grown, as you shared, do you find it a lot easier now? And how has it been different season, in fact, with your marriage and your relationship apart from ministry?
I would say yes and no. And the reason why I would say that is because even though the seasons change, things still happen in those seasons. Like right now, my children are adults. But my adult children need me just as much as they did when they were younger, probably even more so now, because the world is always pulling at them. I'm probably closer to my children now than when they were younger because of the relationship and where we are now in their season. Like my daughter is getting married, so we're in a different season. My son is an adult, so we're in a different season. So we're learning. My husband and I, we tease each other, say, you know, we don't know what it's like to be parents of adult children. So we're learning now to be parents of adult children, but they have different things. Just like Lady Crystal said, the world is always pulling on them, and because they're PKs, they're going to be looked at differently. And so I make sure that the world understands, as well as the church, that ministry starts in our home first. It's with my husband and my children. I look forward. We have family dinners every